This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money, it's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to WFO Radio Ignition. It's unfortunate that not a lot of great stuff of any interest happened in the past week, so we won't have a lot to talk about here on the show. That is not true at all. And before we go any further, before we get into all that, the fighting and the brouhaha and the fracas and the rumble in the jungle and all of that stuff, Kevin Harvick moving on, WFO Radio handicappers picking another winner. That's all except for one in the chase. We are just on fire. It is like a team thing. We did it with the Kevin Harvick pick that we made. But before I go any further, I want to say hey to the first-time listener. Maybe some of those Vanilla Ice fans are still hanging around from the Nitro show, clicking on that link that's bouncing around out there. They clicked Ignition by mistake. Yeah, Vanilla Ice is on the Nitro show, but you should stick around anyway. This is a talk show. It's about racing. We get together. We kind of do a little B and a little S and talk about the issues of the racing world. I think it's fun. Fun enough to come in here and do it every week, and we've got a nice community of listeners. They're all sporting their WFO Radio Motorsports Talk t-shirts. So we encourage you and ask you politely, hey, stick around. And then at the tail end, you can write us a nasty email for wasting your time. Before we go any further, let's bring in cohort, co-host, sidekick, Giovanni in Miami.
Hey, hey.
Here he is. Congratulations on us picking another winner.
Yeah, we sure did, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we kick arse.
The show is really doing well.
And if you turn the W over, it's really vindictive of who it is. Indicative of who it is.
It's vindictive. You're a vindictive man.
I might be an indictive. Blah, blah, blah. I just had a stroke on that.
There is an I in team. It is buried in the a-hole. That's the new one I learned. I saw that the other day. It is. You know, if you look at the A, there's a little hole in the middle of the A, and that's the dot of the lowercase I.
Okay.
You got to draw it out. And also joining us in the studio.
But there is an I in Geo, so.
That makes no sense to me. But it's okay. We'll get to the bottom of it. And the Money Man, the Tennessee Money Man, is in the studio today. Wow. Money Man, welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back.
All right. And Money Man is about to give a 30-minute dissertation on the greatness of RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. So we'll just let us know when you're done. We'll come back.
Sounds great.
It sounds great. Now, we got a lot to get into. It was a we are in the middle of the contender round of the new NASCAR Chase format. There's one race left to go, and three big superstars are about to maybe miss the whole deal. They're going, two out of three are going to miss, is what it looks like, barring some, you know, major crash that takes out some of the guys in the top ten. We're going to get into all of that. Kevin Harvick's win, all of it. We're going to get into all of it. The fines, the fights. This is what you want. This is what the kind of action on the track was great. And also the action off the track was great. What more could you possibly ask for? Money Man.
Oh, nothing more. It's unreal. I mean, just going through and reading highlights and checking out everything that had gone on the entire season, it's just all been a building point. It just keeps building. It hasn't stopped, and I don't think it will stop until the last race.
It is going to be a very intense Talladega for the Dale Jr. fans. Let's face it, the guy is leading at Kansas, blows a tire, crashes. We talked about it last week how the points really hammer you for that one bad finish. You cannot recover. You said you hadn't listened to last week's show. The gist of it was, I was using my driver, Dale Jr., as an example, but really, any driver, if you have one really bad race, you pretty much have to win.
So tough to come back.
You can't come back. It used to be spread out over 10 races, the one bad finish. Now it is spread out over 3 races, virtually impossible to come back from that. And then this week breaks a shifter. Same problem. We'll give the results. We'll get into it. But before we go any further, I think it is important as a service to the WFO radio listeners out there. This is a service. The WFO t-shirts are now available. Now, of course, I think they're cool, but it's not about me. Of course, I'm going to tell because I think they're cool. I'm the one that had them done. Giovanni, what do you think of the WFO radio t-shirts?
It's a bad mama jamma.
Bad mama jamma? Mama jamma? Mama jamma. And Money Man, your general, fair opinion.
I just bought 4 of them.
There it is.
Can't wait to go wear them.
At the same time?
I got to say, very intelligent of you to come all the way to Florida just to skip out on the shipping.
Save $20.
there it is. He ends up down here and makes perfect sense. They've been active for 24 hours. 10 have already gone out, which is great. The problem I'm noticing is obviously we have really extremely limited stock in 2X. That is the biggest size we have, 2X. And we've already sold 30% of those. So if you require a 2X, I would be running right now. That's the public service announcement part of the show because it's about racing. Well, you are now in a race. How many WFO radio listeners are out there? How many require 2X shirts? How many really want those shirts? We have a real urgency to purchase thing going on right here, Giovanni.
I feel the urgency. I hear it.
This is a limited run. There is the fewest number of small and medium. Those are practically gone already. Large and extra large, we have a reasonable number of them. 2X, the biggest of the bunch this time around. Limited stock, limited supply. So go to the WFO store. If you like the shirt, Money Man, we can hear that.
Hey, just stop so touching that.
You can hear that.
I am so sorry.
That's all right. You know, it's okay.
All you had to do was one of these.
Yeah, but it's so much cooler when we...
to call you out.
Everyone is wondering, what is that?
What is that noise?
No, it's a different kind of show.
It's the guest studio is what it is.
Well, a bunch of great stuff is going to happen here today. Obviously, we're going to be hawking WFO radio t-shirts because we would like to blow them all out today. So Gio and I can just go into the other room and do shipping folders for the next 8 straight hours. But that's not going to be the big highlight. Last week, you may recall, we talked about... We do this NASCAR Fantasy League that everybody is active in, but as a sidebar, Giovanni and I invited Money Man and Rich of the Dirty Hippies into our sidebar fantasy football league as well. And they're integrating, and it's a rough integration, but of course the Dirty Hippies were 5-5.
You can say it, worlds are colliding!
Worlds are colliding. But it's okay, I like it. But Rich comes into the league and was 5-0. 5-0.
Undefeated.
And he was being Dirty Hippie-like. And he went one-on-one against the hapless Giovanni in Miami team, toe-to-toe, head-to-head, and was taken down by Gio in a humiliating fashion. And so what Rich is not aware of is that he has been summoned to be on the show live this week, of course, to talk NASCAR fantasy tips and whatnot. But Gio is going to hammer him. Right?
You've got, of course I'm going to hammer
him. You have a script that you have prepared. He does not have a script.
I do not have a script.
Here are the results for the Bank of America 500 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Kevin Harvick wins the race, led 162 laps. So it was pretty dominating by Kevin Harvick and advances. That's the cool thing about this system. Harvick wins, he advances, goes to the next round, to the round of 8, just like that. Him and Joy to the round of 8. That is the good part of the system. Definitely should be retained no matter what.
And somebody could hit a walk-off home run this week.
Absolutely. That's also extremely dramatic. Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, Brad Kay, all out. They're not going to get in there unless someone wins. And we'll delve into that when we talk Talladega. I think they've certainly figured out how to get rid of the old, I'll just push you to victory and take second place at the Dega. If Dale Jr.
There won't be any of that this weekend.
If Dale Jr.
and John and Jimmy are coming, or nose to tail, or even Jeff Gordon.
If they're nose to tail at the coming out of the
you know, final corner.
Coming around the mountain.
Somebody is, if they don't make a move, they will be publicly ridiculed forever as a non-competitor.
Just think how much shenanigans can go on with this whole setup now, just among teammates and just all the things that are open to happen. And they're just going to have to do it nonchalantly, I guess, because you know their eyes are going to be watching now.
Oh, like if Joy is winning and Brad K is second, and Brad K, by finishing second, is right. still going to be 15 positions short of where he needs to be.
And we actually saw that happening the other week. I was going to compliment you on that. You actually brought that up on the show when you said, what happens if Joey is leading, or if Brad had already won in the first segment, Brad had already run, Joey's running second. Well, does Brad just slow down a little bit and let Joey go, oh, Joey got by me, and go on to win? And that was happening with 20 laps to go, and it left the door open, ended up getting a caution, but it was setting up to happen, and it will happen. It you know it will.
It will happen. You go, if that, and if you're Brad, and you're smart, well, I don't know, because Joey could be his toughest competition or vice versa for the championship. But whoever is the guy that's already in and your teammate is right behind
well,
you.
Joey is already in now.
In so. Whatever the example, though, you don't get on the radio and talk to your team and suggest it and bring
well,
it up.
I would
no,
like
it's going to be a whole lot more nonchalant now.
You just overdrive the corner.
I would like to think that at this, after what everybody went through last year, they know better than to just simply go over the radio and be like, hey, pull over.
Yeah, we need you to pit right now. I'll make it up to you in the future. Come yeah, on down pit
big
road.
Boss says it's okay over here.
No, you just overdrive the corner and plow the wall, and that's it. It's like, hey, man, I would have never crashed on purpose, would I? Maybe. So Kevin Harvick wins the race. Do we have any audio from Kevin Harvick?
No, it got muted.
It got muted? What do you mean it got muted?
Look, there's no audio, all right? We were celebrating the victory with Harvick, and, you know, it was a long night, Saturday night racing, and there's no audio. You know, Gio has picked three winners in the chase.
All right, I'll look at the shiny object.
Every other
yeah,
week.
That's good. What a shiny
three
object.
Three winners. I mean, the show is doing great. Aren't we doing spectacular?
This is unacceptable. I think you should have to make up a Kevin Harvick victory quote in your best Kevin Harvick voice.
Okay. Let's see. Harvick.
And now, after winning the race, leading 162 laps, advances in the chase, Kevin Harvick.
Well, I got to say I'm real confident that we won this race. I'm really good. We had a fast car. We were able to bring it home. I'd like to thank the pit crew finally doing their job. They've cost me like 7 races this year. I would have about 12 wins if it wasn't for the pit crew, but they did their job today. I did my job. We had a fast car. We led the most laps, and now I don't have to worry about Talladega. I might not even show up. Have a good weekend. Me and Delaney are going to go have fun. Somebody's going to babysit.
Kevin Harvick, after winning the Bank of America 500.
Did I mention I'm the greatest?
Yeah, celebrity voice impersonated. Jeff Gordon came home second. That to me is like, wow, this
and
guy.
He's still really close to falling out, to not being passing.
We're going to get into those points immediately after, because there is definitely something that's not working. Led 74 laps, finishes second. Hasn't he finished second in the last two races? What's Gordon? I don't know. We'll get in on it. Jamie McMurray was third. Joy, fourth. Kyle Busch, fifth. Kyle Larson, 6th. Ryan Newman, 7th. Carl Edwards, 8th. Am I looking at the right results? Because this seems like exactly the results from the previous race from Kansas. You know, with Kyle Busch and Ryan Newman and Carl Edwards.
Well, this is exactly what we talk about.
Between 6th and 10th. Like 6th through 10th, man. You're Ryan Newman. You're finishing 7th. You're looking pretty sweet right now in the points.
Okay, look. Just to be funny, I just pulled up the Kansas results. So quickly, you want me to give you a side-by-side comparison?
Well, first, Kevin Harvick.
Okay, Joey Logano.
Second was Jeff Gordon.
Larson.
Third was Jamie McMurray.
Kyle Busch.
Fourth was Joy.
Truex.
Fifth was Kyle Busch.
Carl Edwards.
Sixth was Kyle Larson.
Newman.
Seventh was Newman.
Hamlin.
Eighth was Carl Edwards.
Dillon.
Ninth was Denny Hamlin.
Menard.
And 10th was Casey Kennedy.
And Vickers. But we did have a Larson, a Busch, an Edwards, a Newman, and a Hamlin. And Logano.
The guys who have been very unspectacular and undominant this year are cruising in this point system by finishing 7th. You're going to advance to the round. Getting to the round of 4
it is what it is.
Is going to be really difficult.
I don't know if there's any way to get rid of that, because even under the original system.
30th on back, same points.
Yes, but even under the original system of the whole season, no chase, you had that, that if you ran top 5 through 10, you were going to win a championship. You didn't have to win any races. So that's just one of those things that I don't know if any point system can get rid of that. That's got nothing to do with finishing from 30th beyond the
sure
fact that these guys have top 10.
Well, these guys would be closer. The spectacular drivers would be in more contention. They would be much closer as opposed to out of it, which we'll get to. Kurt Busch, 11th. A.J. Allmendinger, 12th. Austin Dillon, 13th. Martin Truex Jr., 14th. Justin Allgaier, Lil Gator, 15th. Brad Keselowski, 16th. Not a terrible finish. We'll talk about the shenanigans afterwards. Jimmy Johnson, 17th. Greg Biffle, 18th. Matt Kenseth, 19th. Dale Jr., 20th. Season may be down the tubes thanks to a vibration and a broken shifter. Tony Stewart, 21st. Eric Almirola, 22nd. What?
Nothing.
What?
That's two bad races, though, not just one.
Back to back.
Right, so now no, it's no longer just...
It's a miracle he finished 20th. But for the people, let me defend my guy. You guys, the haters, spend a lot of time attacking Junior's driving ability and skill. And what I'm saying is that driving ability and skill are not the reason he is going to miss.
Absolutely.
That's all.
That's fine.
And, you know, he's got great equipment. This is the lightning bolt that strikes.
Defend your driver,
dude. The lightning bolt that strikes.
Go ahead.
Tony Stewart. There will be an in-depth discussion about this guy on this show. In-depth. Deep.
I'm not defending my
No, you're going to have to. You're going to be forced to. At first, you won't want to, and then you will revert to.
You know what the Grays told me? The Gray?
What?
That I can pick another driver that I don't have to like Tony Stewart.
Your 3-year-old son said that.
Yes. He goes, you know, Papa, you can pick another driver besides Tony Stewart.
Tommy picks one every year.
You should pick Joy. You should follow the lead of your son.
I probably should.
You should. Eric Almirola, 22nd. Landy Castle, 23rd. 24th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 25th, Marcos Ambrose. And 26th, Danica Patrick. Here are the drivers who are staring at Danica's rear end. Danica says that Ricky Stenhouse is cuddly in a story out there. I only read the headline. I refuse to read anymore. Sorensen, Cole Witt, Michael McDowell. If that's what she's looking for, cuddly.
Come on over here. I'm big and fat.
We can figure out
cuddly, big and fat.
A lot of people that are very, very cuddly for Danica to get with, if that's the number one thing that she's interested in. Cuddly. Tommy Noodles probably considered cuddly by a lot of people. You know, suddenly there's hope. Michael McDowell, Alex Bowman, Casey Mears, David Gilliland, Michael Annette, David Reagan, Corey LaJoie. How about that? Randy LaJoie's kid.
I'm going to assume.
Yeah, that's an assumption by me, too. But I looked at Money Man. He knows.
I wonder if he's in a LaJoie seat.
I would imagine.
I would bet my bottom dollar that he is.
And if not, it's a horrific statement against his father's products. Brian Vickers, J.J. Yaley, Blake Koch, Brett Moffitt, Josh Wise, Paul Menard, and Clint Bowyer rounding out the field at the Bank of America 500. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the point standings and kind of figure it out and talk about the brouhaha that was Brad Kay and Tony Stewart. They ended up on probation. Kenseth coming off the top rope with a chair. Denny Hamlin, you know, pulls off a mask and comes. It was very WWF. Or should I say WWE?
WWE.
Or WCW.
One of those, because I think that WWF now is the panda people.
WFO.
WFO, exactly.
Watch very WFO.
Exactly. Wrestling fanatics only. We'll be back after this, but first, I want to tell you about the folks at Rodax CoffeeAndGrills.com. And this is where the Money Man is going to join me on this spot. Money Man, look. You are here. You are live. People know that I got to know Marvin Rodak at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, and we're pushing the coffee, the WFO radio blend. You have purchased it. You are not connected in any way to what we were doing. You probably made your purchase to support the show the first time.
I did.
What about after you received it? Tell us about your experience.
Well, it's funny. The last time I came here and I was in the studio, it was actually in transit to my house, so I had not received it yet. But had some while I was here and absolutely loved it. So when I got home, I was just ultra excited to go try it out. And, man, every day. Drink it every day. The hot sauces are incredible. Every time I cook something, I put a little bit on a plate for each one and try each flavor with everything I'm eating and try and find the best combinations. And then once I find the combination I like, then that's what I go with.
So it's like a little game. Now, meanwhile, you know, tasting foodie kind of experience, because you've got these cool hot sauces from Marvin Rodak and the coffee. Which coffees did you get?
I did the WFO Yeah, WFO Blend and the Bang the Blower.
Bang the Blower. Yeah. They're both great, are they not?
Both excellent.
Now, Giovanni, on the other hand, Gio, I gave you a bottle of the Habanero Endorphin Booster,
yes.
My personal favorite. And
well, the show's personal favorite.
The show's personal favorite, even though Money Man tends to like another...
Well, Money Man is just a guest.
Well, yeah, but he likes all of them equally under different
well,
circumstances.
Well, you know, the Money Man just pointed something out that I didn't... You know, I guess, man, I must be dumb or getting dumb in my old age. It never occurred to me to put all four on a plate and just dunk, like, taste test.
You need to line the bottle up in front of it, too. Otherwise, you're going to fit one. Which one was that? Which one was that? So you got
to
line
them
up.
You know, I don't like to mix them because then I can't figure out what's what. So I just kind of go through the whole...
You don't have a complicated palate.
No.
Is what it is. You've got a very basic palate.
I guess. I'll take that in the nicest way possible.
Yes. But it sounds like fun. I have done what Money Man has done. I don't do that every time. But at first,
but
I did.
I did
it
first.
That
That's what I'm saying.
That's how I
did that at
it
first
out.
To figure out the combos that I like.
But Gio gets a bottle, and the other weekend I'm at his house, and I'm like, hey, break out the Rodak. No. He says no.
I said no. I did not let him have any from my house. No.
He said no. He refused me. He comes to my house. He drinks the Rodak. But I go to his house, and he says no. Folks, this stuff is so good. Giovanni in Miami is becoming territorial about... his Rodak. It's like Lego My Ego, except with hot sauce. 817-924-6821. They've got over 40 single original coffees, plus custom blends to choose from, the WFO Radio Blend, the Bang the Blower. Their coffee grade represents the top 5% in the world. They have limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots. They're doing less than 10 sacks a year. They got Kopi Luwak, which we are enjoying right now. Coffees from Australia, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, all kinds of great stuff. Go to the website, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com, or go to the front page of WFOradio.com and click the banner ad. Or the best way to do it, and Marvin prefers this as well, 817-924-6821. That's 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, they're talking about you. What should I get? And he'll set you straight. But here's my theory is that Gio has already used all the Habanero Endorphin Booster, that it is gone in one weekend. That is my personal theory.
No, it's not true.
Of course you say that. But the real answer is, until you prove that there is something, I'm going to believe that you've consumed it all in one week.
Look, when I get home, I'll snap a picture of the
bottle.
Please
do.
And let you
post it.
And post. Yeah, I'll post it. I'll put it on my Twitter page.
Post it on your Twitter account.
I'll put it on my Twitter, people.
Because
go look for it.
I think you went through the whole bottle in one weekend.
Well, I did not. If I had, I would have said something. I like it, but
you went into a frenzy.
Yeah.
The Rodak frenzy.
No, I did not go berserk with the bottle.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'll be looking for that Twitter account. 817-924-6821. We'll be back after this on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Trendline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO. Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Welcome back to... Oh, look at that. That was me. I did that. That's my fault. We are back. We are now back. What's up, everybody? We are now back. WFO Radio. And Giovanni in Miami and the Money Man continue to join us in the studio. Hopefully we will be joined by Rich York of the Dirty Hippies at some point in the near future to talk Fantasy League and Fantasy League results. I am very eager to see my score compared to everyone else because I had a good week, actually. First time in a long time, I had a good week. I think I scored 368 points. If someone beat me, well, so be it.
You were beaten. I have seen the...
Damn it! I mean, I'm cool with it. You know, sometimes you... You just got to roll like that. You got to win and lose with class. That's what I say. So here are the point standings for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Joy. See, the whole thing about points
well,
now,
the points
does
don't
it even
really matter?
Matter?
All that matters is the bottom end.
I mean,
these guys at the top.
They need to figure out a better chart. I like to use the ESPN one because I'm afraid of NASCAR.com, as everybody knows. No, I tried to go to it a little bit earlier. Money Man had a cool thing.
I did it on my phone, and it just wrecks your phone, too.
It's crazy. But Joy, Kevin Harvick have advanced. Kyle Busch sits third. And in this race, if you're Kyle Busch, of course, if you've got a car to win, you try to win. But if you don't make any crazy moves, I think is the smart way to deal with it. Same for Ryan Newman. Now, any of these guys, if they get in the big one and finish 35th to 40th, they could be in trouble. Ryan Newman is fourth with 77 for all intents and purposes because they all have 3,000 points. So it's 77. Carl Edwards has 76. Jeff Gordon has 74, is in sixth. And so hasn't Jeff finished? Didn't he finish second? And I guess not.
No, he did not.
Finished somewhere in the top 10 and
yes.
Then second. Go back and tell me what his Kansas finish was again. Because I know he finished second.
No, because he went a lap down late or early and came
he was
back
like
tail end of the lead lap.
12th or something?
Yeah.
Huh. Gordon has 74. Denny Hamlin has 73. Casey Kane has 57. Matt, and he is the last driver that will technically transfer into the Elite Eight. Matt Kenseth is 1 point behind of Casey Kane in ninth, but on the outside looking in. Brad Kay has 38. Jimmy Johnson is 31, as does Dale Jr. They are tied. So the drivers that are looking bad, 26 positions. How on earth can Jimmy Johnson and Dale Jr. gain 26 positions on, it's really not possible.
On Casey Kane?
Casey Kane is, oh, there's two of them. There's one of Casey Kane. Denny Hamlin is considerably ahead of Casey Kane. So it's really one spot we're talking about.
Denny Hamlin is 16 positions ahead of Kane.
So these guys are win or lose, like win or
and
out.
And Gordon came in 14th. So 14th and a second.
So a 14th and a second puts you sixth. and my modifications to the point system are not applicable in that example at all. It has nothing to do with anything. That just goes to show you tough, consistent racing.
Which is what I was saying, that you were complaining about Bush and Newman and Edwards. I'm like,
there's no way to stop
finishing
them
in the 30th
seventh.
Would do nothing to them because they had two top tens.
No, they're just doing it the right way. They're getting down to the Elite Eight.
See, now you can make the argument that those guys were almost out after the first round. Is it just as fair that they got through and now they're way up with two top tens, better than Brad Kay and Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson, who have wins? If you want to argue those points, I can understand that. But the fact that they top 10, it really does nothing. The point system, there's nothing you can do about that.
No
matter what the point system
is. No,
you
can't. Well, I mean, if we're going to get crazy about tinkering, a second place is really good. The way that, you know, second, third, fourth are all just 1 point apart, winning, you get a little bit of a points bonus, do you not?
Yeah.
So, you know, they could put winning out there a little bit further, because win is like superpower, automatic transfer. Second is no different than third except for 1 point. So they could tweak that a little bit. But whatever, I think we're micromanaging here at this point. I would make the big change. And what I would be talking about right now is that Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, and Brad Keselowski would be closer.
Absolutely.
To striking distance.
I understand that.
Closer. It would not be the total Hail Mary that Moneyman described. That having been said, it is kind of exciting that we have put these drivers, they're going down into the pit together. Brad Kay, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Jr. And they're going into the pit of Talladega. They are going to start the race knowing, I have to win.
Yeah. If you're worthy to keep going, just go win.
Just go win. I have to win. And we could be drafting nose to tail, doing the buddy system or something, but come those final corners, I have to do something. And if I don't, my guys, my sponsors, my team owner, my family, my friends, I will embarrass them all. No, they will definitely question that. You will have to do something. How many times have you seen it at many, many races over the years? They're setting up. Someone in second is going to make a move. They're going to have to make a move. Then they don't make the move. They just don't. And they're like, well, you know, I didn't want to. That's over for these three guys. Now, Ryan Newman, there's a good chance he's not going to make the move. Anyone that is in that safe position. So we will see. It's going to be interesting. It's intriguing. It's adding a wrinkle and a dimension to the sport of NASCAR. Let's talk about the brawl, the brouhaha, the fracas, the all of the above. Anybody have any real solid understanding of what went all down? I mean, there was a couple of minor incidents on track that we saw. I didn't think any one of them was that big a deal. Brad hit Denny and really missed him and kind of spun himself out. So, okay, that was like a retaliation for something. Kenseth says that Brad hit him on the cooldown lap when his belts were off and that you shouldn't do that.
I did kind of witness that. I understand. I know what he's talking about. I guess it was a cooldown lap. I thought it was even maybe closer to coming into the pits. Kenseth, you can see him. His window net was down, and it kind of, I won't go as far as saying he was about to get out of the car, but he was definitely unbuckled, and I can understand why he's so upset.
Okay, but what I would say is this. Yes, that is true. I don't think anybody should be hitting anybody and yada yada, et cetera, and so on. Money Man, when did you used to race, you're a dirt late model racer. When did you unbuckle your belts?
When the car got back to the trailer, but, you know, they were always real close. I wasn't going through a big garage area or anything. You know, you drive off the track and just naturally do it when you get back to the car.
But not on the track.
Not See, unless you're wrecked, no.
Like, that's the thing, is that I feel like Kenseth
He should have been left unbuckled.
Should remain buckled in,
yeah,
until you are no longer in the area where you are required. That's all. So this is basic stuff. We're micromanaging these guys. But in the end of it all, Keselowski hits Hamlin, and while doing that, Kenseth bumps into Stewart. and this is where things spin out of control a little bit. He's not even involved. He has nothing to do with it.
He was just, for lack of a better term, an innocent bystander.
An innocent bystander, but Tony is now the talk of the whole situation as far as I'm concerned. T.S., what are you doing, man? You were just involved in this horrific nightmare of a catastrophe tragedy where many people, very unfortunately, through past actions, judged your temper. And the first thing that happens that you are wronged, don't get me wrong, I don't like when someone steps on my sneakers or does something that I feel wronged, but the initial natural reaction was this moment of rage.
Momentary lapse of reason?
Something. Just putting it in reverse and dropping the hammer and showing these guys, no, don't you do this to me. Which, okay, nothing to it 6 months ago, but now after the situation.
And the average fan sees that and they think the same thing as you. And why does he do that? And I think in this situation, all the way around, not just Tony and Brad or Brad and Denny or Brad and Matt, I think there's just so many things that are just boiling that not everybody sees, and quite frankly, not everybody's going to remember every little on-track incident or, you know, but you know those drivers are. They remember everything. And I think if you go back and look, there have been a number of on-track incidents throughout the year now that a lot of them just all boiled, and a lot of them happened on the track in this one single race, and it was all the same parties getting together. You know, Denny and Brad have been feuding for a while, and Matt and Brad have had their hang-ups, and I think even Tony and Brad. I think Brad is just, he's that rough, hard driver that, you know, people respect and love, but he's going to ruffle some feathers. And I think a lot of this has just been boiling, you know, I think you even look into this race here, you see Danica getting wrecked by a Penske teammate. So, you know, it's probably even a little rivalry coming down to the team level that, hey, I know you didn't wrong me this time, but your team's wronging us and we're not going to stand for this at a team level.
Very interesting stuff. But this is what the entertainment value is. From the Tony Stewart perspective, I only look at it, the people on SportsCenter, the uneducated people covering racing, all they know is Tony Stewart put on probation. That's it. Four races, $25,000. Brad Kay put on probation, four races, $50,000. But they're going to just say, Tony Stewart, doing bad stuff. And it's sad, but at some point it just gets reduced to that. And I wonder, is Tony going to be able to
overcome that?
Ever. Like, are we seeing this man going to be handcuffed by this in a way? Like, you know, God forbid he does something this week that is a racing deal, like you're talking about. And they have to drop the hammer on him. It's just not a good way to have to be. And I'm wondering if we're at the end of the line for Tony Stewart, whether this is going to be what drives him somewhere, somehow.
But the same thing, same thing could be said for Kurt Busch or Kyle Busch. You know, those guys have been known to lose their tempers.
Yeah,
and
but
have
none,
jumped ride to ride.
I would say none of them have had these kind of issues to the extent of Tony. I know a few years ago they had the issues with the cops
dog cussing people at Homestead. That's pretty bad. I'd take that worse than anything Tony's
done. Dr. Jerry Punch,
you don't
a very well-respected person. Which it wasn't him, though. It was the cameraman. No, I get it. It's just bad publicity.
It is.
It's just tough to avoid. What about Brad? Let's talk about why people hate Brad. Brad is hated by fellow drivers. Now, I remember Tony and Brad at Texas a couple of years ago when Brad won the championship, basically. And it was the ride at Texas where Tony was like, this guy's going to kill somebody out here. He's running on the edge. Like, it was a great endorsement of Brad's ability to have a guy like Tony Stewart freak out about what he was doing and capable of doing. Brad just rubs these guys wrong. Is it professional jealousy? Is it, boy, this guy just showed up not long ago. He's already a Sprint Cup champion and becoming the face of the sport for many people when we have been here for a long time and kind of cruised under the radar.
Very Rusty-esque, like, is what I would say. You know, Rusty came in the same way, come and won a few races, ruffled some feathers, run some guys hard. And, while guys didn't like it when he was young and doing that, he ended up developing that respect over time and drove hard and...
There you have it. I don't know. I'm going to open the phones, guys. I didn't know I didn't plan for that, but I'm going to open it. I'm opening the phones because some people have inquired out there on the Twitter machine. Like, hey, are the phones open? So, you know what? I just sent an open phones push.
So you're going to actually open do it phones. For them, huh?
Well, there you go. And that little rattle, don't worry about that. That's we're doing a little tune-up in here on the studio. So there you go. All right, I have opened the phones according to this unit here, and we will see what is going on. Here, Los Chincones.
Push came right through.
Yeah, I was working on that earlier today. I have no idea what I did to fix it, but it is fixed. All I can say is whenever you've got two teams pushing and shoving and causing that kind of those camera shots, I think it is good for the sport. I think it is a good thing because the casual fan, they're interested in that. Now, is that right? Is it wrong? Is it good? Is it bad for the drivers involved? I do not know. But I think it is a good thing. Now, what I'm doing is looking for the Charlotte TV ratings. The telecast ratings of the Bank of America 500 earned a 3.1 household rating, averaging just over 5 million viewers. The only Saturday night race in the 10-race chase was the highest rated and most viewed of the five races so far in the chase. It earned a 3.4 of the 56 metered markets. So I think that is interesting. I know that when I do that radio show on Fridays, I always say, hey, watch the race. And they say, oh, we would love to, except the NFL is on. That's their exact quote. I enjoyed having the Saturday night race to watch. I think maybe more Saturday night races will be an interesting, good thing.
I think you'll see more of them for sure, especially if you see the ratings trends like that. And you're right, I tuned in for sure.
I was logged in. And
I think Saturday night is great. It competes with college football, but on most college football weekends, the real big games are occurring throughout the afternoon. Either they're usually...
Are they usually 58-58 tied in the fourth quarter?
No, not exactly.
That was kind of a little annoying, but what are you going to do?
We had three TVs lined up. We had the race on one, the baseball
game
on one.
Well, locally here, the race was being delayed for the football game that was on. Yeah. I think it was the Baylor game.
Yeah, yeah.
But nonetheless, 58. Who would have thunk?
I think, yeah. At least it didn't go into overtime.
Did the over come in?
Yeah. Anyway, I think it works better for them on a Saturday night like that. That better than going at 1 p.m. on Sunday head to head with the NFL.
Going head to head with the NFL.
I saw somewhere where that Sunday game, what was it? The Dallas Cowboys Seattle game got like a 19. It was the highest rated Sunday NFL game in
about
2 or 3 years.
Those are like American Idol numbers.
Exactly. It's all right. Hey, the race is getting numbers that I would deem off the top of my head comparable to the MLB playoffs.
Yes.
So, NASCAR playoffs and baseball playoffs are getting just about equal ratings. And the baseball playoffs, they've been really good games, but you got to try and really do your due diligence just to find them. And we're trying to find them over here.
You're with St. Louis?
Yeah.
I'm pulling for KC. They might have won already right now as of we speak. Who knows? But it'll be very interesting to see how that works if St. Louis and Kansas City play each other in the World Series. That's what I am rooting for. I think it will be very interesting to watch those teams battle it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little Formula One, a little Fantasy League. The phones will be open, and maybe we'll even get a call. I want to remind everybody the WFO t-shirts, extremely limited lot. There is a tremendous urgency. Large and extra large, though. We have a fair amount. I will say that. But, of course, Money Man already, he comes in and just, like, takes a whole hack out of the stock. Big time. And Giovanni in Miami, thank you for modeling the photographs that are on the website. That's Giovanni in Miami. I know you probably thought, man, no way, that guy is huge. That's like a triple X. And I'm, no.
Nope, just for the record, it's only an XL.
XL.
That's it.
So that puts things together. So we'll be back after this, but right now I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure, something that you can do, you can drive, you can feel the thrill of driving a dragster. And the folks at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School have put together a program that enables you to actually be the guy. There's no riding along with the guy and, oh, I went for a ride. No, you drive, you race, you are the person who is in charge of your destiny in the Dragster Adventure. I've been getting a lot of emails from people. They heard Steve Emerson on the show talking about his experience. And just like we did with Money Man and the Rodax Coffee, you hear us talking about it, But when you hear other people start to talk about it, they did it, they enjoyed it, they got it, they experienced it, it was cool. It's a whole nother layer. And Frank Holley's Drag Racing School, if you listen to our interviews, you'll hear most of the drivers say they went through the program and they are professionals, they are champions. Well, Frank used that ability to create these cars that are capable of you handling, basically. 10-second, 140-mile-an-hour or so, maybe even a little more, dragsters. They go through a class. You make several runs over the course of the day. The best thing to do is to go to the website, frankhawley.com, and look at the schedule. See where the dragster adventure is going to be. For instance, October 17th, that's a couple days from now. October 17th, they're in Fontana, California. The Dragster Adventure. Give them a call, 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Tell them you heard it on WFO. Those guys are talking about it. I want to know more. Where are you going to be? I've got a group, a bachelor party, a team building experience, sales team, media day. They will come out. They can set it up. Your Dragster Adventure is going to be something you remember for a lifetime. 866-480-7223. Tell them you heard it here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market. Search WFO Radio and download it now.
Now. Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line, or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Hey, this is Dale Jr., and you're listening to Joe Costello on WFO Radio.
Just WFO, dude.
Wide f***ing open.
Now write it down so you get it.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
So I'm texting back and forth with the Dirty Hippies, and he's working deals, baby. He's working deals. He's trying to worm out of it, Gio. He knows.
Of course he is.
He knows. He knows what you've got in store. The giant hammer you're going to draw. Listen, Rich is going to have his name on the WFO Radio Fantasy League Trophy four times. Think about that, four times. Money Man's going to have his name on the trophy.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Move that little thing in a little closer. Yeah, they do that. Let's try that now.
Can't wait.
That's so much better.
Can't wait.
What do you think about the trophy, the photograph that you have witnessed? You've seen it.
Oh, it looks awesome. I was so excited when I saw it.
He did. He jumped out of his shoes. And Giovanni, like,
I told him when I win, it's coming to my house.
It's not.
It's not standing.
It's not like the Stanley Cup, sorry.
No. You're going to do freaky stuff with it. It'll be like lying in the bed, like in the middle of the bed, concaving in the mattress because it weighs so much. It arrives tomorrow, in theory, according if the UPS can be believed. Hey, Lo and Rudy. We haven't heard from Rudy in a long time. Can UPS be believed that it'll be arriving tomorrow?
I don't know. You know those guys. Brown. I don't know what Brown can do for you.
You guys are going to have to help me go back and figure out the WFO Radio Fantasy League champions all the way back to when I was the champion. Because nothing before that really matters that much.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was when we had 15 leagues on the satellite program.
Yeah, I do.
But I won 1 year, and Rich will be
the
first
to tell
you. But
that was before we consolidated them all, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a fact. That was before the consolidation.
But I think it was like five or six leagues you had then, wasn't it? Like five or six.
I would say it's not in the modern era.
Look, my name's going on the
best half hour in radio. I remember that.
The most boring segment in radio, where we gave the results of 15 different leagues. Crazy.
It was
genius
crazy.
Idea.
I can't believe.
Got 100 stories just about the going through the process of getting that approved. We would like to do a fantasy league. Oh, it was Rainbow J came up with, you know, he's like, you should do a fantasy league. I was like, that's a great idea. Let's do a fantasy league. Don't do a fantasy league without corporate approval. Corporate approval. Okay, who do we go to? We'll go to this person. Okay, this person. This is what we'd like to do. You've got to go to legal. Legal? To do a fantasy league? Yes. Got to go to legal. Go to legal. Can we do a fantasy league? Oh, we don't know.
Oh,
if we
the
can do
suits.
A fantasy.
The Penguins are
right
up there in legal
what
department.
What if someone loses in the fantasy league and then feels shamed about losing the fantasy league and jumps off a building and blames that? Are we going to be responsible? I don't know if we can allow you to have a fantasy league. And this went on for a long, long time. And
it's almost a skit. It really is.
But don't they have whole shows about fantasy?
Now, 10 years later.
Not then.
The story of my broadcast career is too soon. Everything that I've done it. I'm way ahead. I don't want to, like, this is not a good thing. I'm not bragging. This is a bad thing. Life is about timing. You come up with something and it's like, oh, that's terrible. And then you get fired for it. And then 3 years later, someone else does it and they're a genius and they're getting paid large sums of money. This has happened to me several times over the course of our radio career. Wait till I tell you about the MySpace page. But first, let's go out to the phone line, and Los Chincones is calling in. You're on with WFO people.
What's going on, guys? WFO.
Lo, how you doing?
Orale.
Pretty good, guys. How's it going with you guys? Long time no talk.
Oh, it's been great. I have thousands of paper cuts. My hands are bleeding from packing up hundreds of WFO radio T-shirts and putting them in envelopes.
I hope I was one of the first.
You were, I think, the third person, perhaps.
Wow.
Right behind.
As long as I was ahead of Rudy.
You're dominating Rudy right now. Rudy is not on the board. Rudy has not jumped in on the WFO t-shirt bandwagon.
Yeah, I must say I believe I was number one, but.
To purchase. Daniel Costin he is the track announcer at New England Dragway. Longtime WFO radio listener. He actually won some tickets to ZMAX Dragway many years ago. He came out to the New England Nationals, and him and his wife, very nice, and he actually asked advice about drag racing, ordered two of the limited supply double extra large.
Wow.
And he was the first to get a paid-for T-shirt, so he will forever go down. We're going to get another Tom Patsis special trophy for everybody that orders a T-shirt. Did you see the trophy? Did you see the Fantasy League trophy?
Yeah. I when you mentioned that last week, I went on to your Twitter account and I looked at, you know, the tweet that Cold Hard Art had tweeted at you. So then I started following him, and I was able to see the picture last week before you posted it on the website. So I went ahead and sent it to Rudy, telling him that my name will be on this before his will. And then I started rubbing it into Little O's face, telling him the same thing, which, by the way,
yes,
he wants a T-shirt kids size 8.
Kids size 8. By the time we get him, he's going to be a small.
I don't know how many times I could run my shirt through the washer and dryer before it starts shrinking, but
not that many. But, he's growing.
No, but the small will probably fit him. How old is Little Low?
He's 7.
Oh, yeah, the small will definitely fit him.
I think the small is the way to go.
Okay.
I think
I'll probably put in another order soon.
The youth sizes are cost prohibitive. plus the kids, they grow so fast is really what it's all about.
That's true. He's almost fitting into my clothes already. Jeez.
Oh, careful. He's going to be driving your car soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot. Don't remind me. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, so I was
brethren has the trophy in his truck.
Yes, it is on a UPS
truck.
It's
on a UPS vehicle working its way down from Indiana.
It's on the camel's back.
Awesome. It should be getting there by the end of the week then.
Tomorrow.
Theoretically speaking, it's scheduled to arrive tomorrow.
Then there you go. Before 5 o'clock, we should be there.
Oh, man. I cannot wait. We're going to be here to unload
Rudy
the ceremony.
Sorry, Lo. Lo has taken responsibility that it will guarantee to be here before 5 o'clock.
I'm confident in that.
Look, he's backpedaling. He's backpedaling.
Not a corporate deal.
We won't blame you, dude. Don't worry.
So, I'm not responsible for the humidity and the way it affects our UPS drivers in Florida.
That is very smart of you. All right, so what else? What about the world of NASCAR has got you going today?
Well, I wasn't too pleased with the way NASCAR handled the penalties issued on the little tussle that happened after the race this past weekend. Putting Tony Stewart on probation, the guy's been through enough. He was just,
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
The way that they're handling Tony Stewart in this case. If anything, I think it should have been Denny Hamlin.
Do you think Tony Stewart,
he's the one who brake checked him?
He should just retire, right?
Denny?
Tony Stewart. He should just hang it up. I can sense your frustration is that, wow, Tony has been through so much, and he did the wrong thing at the wrong time in front of the whole world, and now it's continued. It's continuing, and it's going to continue every time something like this happens. Can't they just look the other way for this guy and give him a break? Except the answer is no, they can't.
Because it's Tony being Tony.
That's exactly why.
That's exactly why.
I'm glad you get it.
No, it is, but that's no longer acceptable.
No, that's exactly what the problem is.
But that's not a good reason to hang it up. I mean, he's got his fan base because of that. I mean,
but every time he does something like this, it's going to draw the ire and criticism from the entire world that doesn't understand Tony being Tony, and it's going to be real negative.
I don't know. I just think Denny Hamlin should have been fined or put on probation also.
I do agree. Hamlin was running around through the garage, was burning them up and lighting the tires and chasing Brad Kay around the garage.
I'm okay
with
that.
That did seem like if he did use his car inappropriately also.
And from what I understand and gather and draw from the conclusions, NASCAR is just very much protecting against people using cars against each other. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care if these guys are pushing, shoving, fussing, and fighting. They care about using the cars as weapons. And if that's the case, then yeah, maybe Hamlin should have gotten on the penalty list. What was the downside to asking him to do that? Anyway, Lo, we got to run.
Real quick.
Yes.
Did you get the little news about Fernando Alonso?
Yes, just now.
Gosh, yeah. I don't know. Just kind of bummer there.
I'll let
you guys catch up on that one.
I was holding out hope for that, but it did not work out. What a bummer. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir.
What a
bummer.
Alrighty,
guys.
All right, Lo.
I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Later.
WFO, Lo.
WFO.
Lo's Gincones weighing in. But now let's go out to the phone line.
He's taking
time off from a deal. The Dirty Hippie joins us now.
Hello, hello.
There he is. Rich York of the Dirty Hippies. You are calling in. The Money Man is here, and Giovanni in Miami is here. And we are just kind of breaking down the brouhaha and the various things that occurred this weekend. Get ready to talk fantasy and Formula One. So your timing is perfect.
Why are you not in studio, Rich? Everybody else
is here. The Money Man's on his 16th vacation of the year.
Oh, is that true? Man. You take 16 vacations a year? I like your style.
Dude, don't be envious.
Yeah, you should take 20. Why are you going so slow?
I'd take more if I had it.
There it is. You got to take more vacation, Rich. That's the whole deal.
I know it, and I know it's killing me.
They're not going to bury you with all that money, Rich.
What money?
All right, so I'm about to give Fantasy League results, and we'll talk about various things. Before we go any further, do you have any Rich Dirty Hippies analysis of the Brad Kay, Matt Kenseth, Denny Hamlin, Tony Stewart, various drivers end up on probation and fined incident that occurred after the Charlotte race?
I'm trying to figure out how Kenseth didn't get fined out of everybody. I mean, he did tackle Keselowski in the middle of the pits. I mean, he had good reason, but so did Stewart for ramming his car into Keselowski after the race, too. So why wasn't he fined?
Well, because they are okay. We were just talking about this. They are okay with drivers pushing, shoving each other.
Fisticuffs is okay.
They are not okay with using the cars as weapons and battering rams. That's my...
Well, they were using the trucks against them.
No, but they weren't. They were on foot, and it was like a skirmish. They were going to fight. It was more of a fight, and that's okay. If Kenseth had plowed into Keselowski's car, then he would have been in trouble. I think
it would have been great if he picked him up and body slammed him.
This is what we are just deducing over here because, you know, there is no official NASCAR stance on this. But we feel that, based on the penalties, is that they went after the guys who used the cars as weapons. Like Tony Stewart backed into Brad and made a scene there. And we think that that's what's going on. Since Kenseth went after him on foot and attacked him and... It was more of a fight than two cars playing bumper cars out there or demolition derby.
What if Kenseth had used the crane technique? Would that have been fine?
Now, I do got to say, Kenseth...
If you saw him just flying in from the screen there, like midway through the air, and just kicked him in the back of the head?
Yes.
That would have been awesome. Sweep the leg!
Crouching tiger, hidden dragon style.
But all seriousness now, Matt Kenseth, real hero chasing Brad Kay from... running them down from behind when Brad's got no idea that somebody's coming after him. But a couple years ago when Jeff Gordon came out of the car and pushed him around, he didn't seem too willing to fight. The time that Carl Edwards pretended to punch him, teammates, he cowered down like a turtle. And now...
He could have done a lot more damage there. I mean, he could have really cold cocked him. I mean, when he wasn't looking, I think he just kind of grabbed him and held him up. And I mean, he really didn't do anything.
He really didn't do very much at all. He could have like kicked the back of Brad's knee, and then Brad would have fallen over backwards, and they could have done like a karate chop to his Adam's apple, and you know, dragged him around the pits, you know, for all to see. That would not have been a good thing. So. Whatever, I thought it was good.
Who does karate chops to Adam apples? Who does that?
Well, that's what you got to do, man. You got to immobilize. Like, I'll tell you who. Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. You remember when he grabbed that dude's throat? He just ripped it right out. Kenseth could have done that.
That's not karate chopping.
Well, he could have just grabbed it. It was a karate move. Come on. That was definitely some sort of martial art.
You want to drop something?
You are describing two different things.
You know? Come on. Remember when Swayze did that to that guy?
Yeah.
Left boot.
Dalton.
Yeah.
Dalton.
The Double Deuce, the toughest bar in town. So, Rich, what else?
Yeah, welcome to the party.
What else you got going out there over at the dealership? You're working deals.
I'm finding
how much time do we have
with Alonso hilarious.
Yeah.
How he said he's leaving and now he doesn't have a ride, which is great, and he may sit out next year. So
he said that
your guy's a total fraud.
He's a fraud. I don't know if he's a fraud. It's definitely not a good thing. That has happened.
He's got no ride.
I don't know where he's going to go. A push notification just came down while we're doing the show immediately, like just seconds ago.
Gene Haas.
About, yes, I would love him to go to the Haas Formula One team. There is zero chance of it actually happening, but a guy can dream.
For money, what is he going to be, Dale Jarrett?
Well, right.
You're going to sign that big contract with Michael Waltrip just to get paid and ride around the back for a couple of years?
Everybody is saying he's going to McLaren, and that's that.
Yeah, but McLaren doesn't want a lame duck one-year driver. Because, I mean, I find it difficult to believe that Mercedes is just going to get rid of Lewis. But if you look at the macro picture, you know, the Mercedes, Benz, German team, Lewis, they might not go
Lewis
well
is
going to
win
together.
Them a championship. No, Lewis
he
is
staying. But they would prefer to have their...
They're going to get rid of Nico.
Nico, yeah, of course. They're going to get Nico Rosberg, the German they're driver, get, of course. And they're going to keep Lewis, the
British driver.
The British driver, and bring in Fernando.
Right, the Spanish
Spaniard.
Driver.
Of course, yeah.
See, I don't think Formula One is that motivated by...
Oh, it's not Formula One. It's the Mercedes team.
I don't think they're that motivated by nationalism. I think they want drivers that are going to win. But if he ends up at McLaren, though, then that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
We'll see, because Lewis is going to win him a title this year. And if they get rid of him next year, then...
But they're not going to.
Well, then what is the rumor, the whole rumor about... Fernando going to Mercedes for Lewis's seat.
Fernando has created that rumor because everyone knows he wants to win a championship. That's it. That's the number one motivation. Win a championship, period. And right now it looks like no team will ever win another championship again that isn't a Mercedes. That's what it looks like right now. That it's there's only two cars on the track right now. They're both Mercedes. They're the only ones that are doing anything. And people feel that way. But that is not the case. There's been a lot of hype out there over the past couple of weeks about the Honda engine. It's a piece of jewelry, says Ron Dennis. Everybody's saying, oh, my gosh, it is the greatest thing on the planet. I don't know. But, Rich, you might be right. And if Alonso does end up without a ride and has to sit out a year, big mistake. I agree with you. Should have never left Ferrari. That's what I say. Should have never left Ferrari.
You could have had a super team. Two great drivers. He blew it.
He definitely did. But, hey, it is what it is. All right, let's talk about Fantasy League results. Then we can delve back into this. The weekly winner was Patrick's NASCAR run. Before we do Fantasy, anything else we want to get to before that?
No. Just that Brian Vickers screwed me again.
Yeah. Patrick's NASCAR run wins the week, 372. Patrick the webmaster steals my glory and wins. I scored 368. I finished second. Elephant Racers was, second, 369. I was third, 368. Followed by JG24LKB366, Flashover, who gave me that really cool black shirt, 363. Rich and Saugus, 363. Team 14, 362. Going Dad, 8188, 360. Five Can Drive, 358. And Eastern Competition, that's Team Corso, in the top 10. Most points, Patrick's NASCAR Rubin, the biggest gainer. Rich and Saugus, up 8. The biggest loser, Super Trucker, with 0.
Super Trucker quit on us.
Super Trucker got offended and angry about the relationship
the
with
wars.
Steve the Trucker, and, you know, how do you score 0?
What's up, Steve?
I think I'm siding with Super Trucker here. I think somebody's got to side with this guy. We got to bring him back. How do we lose Super Trucker, guys? This is preposterous.
Dude, he's hauling the loads out there.
He was in the top 10, too.
He was?
Yeah.
At one point, he was right there, like top 10, top
0.
15 for sure.
I hope he didn't go the way of Big Bad Don.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Pink Powder Puff Racing, guys, continues to lead. You want to know by how many points? 1 point. The Fantasy League Championship and your name being on the new WFO Radio Fantasy League Trophy is currently being decided by 1 point.
Wow.
Over Smothered and Covered.
Unbelievable.
Uper One is 127 back. 001 Red is 174 back. Team Jimmy J is 199 back. Miller Man. We put all that pressure on him last week. He collapsed. Down 1, 222 back. JG24LKB is in 7th. Northwest Nitro Fanatics 8th. 4 Zilch Racing 9th. And the Dirty Hippies 294 points out. Down 1 in 10th, tied with Robertson Racing. Hey, Dirty Hippies, how many people are in this championship race?
I'd say if you're within 200, you're in it.
Really? So all the way back to Team Jimmy J, you think is in it. Miller Man just out.
I mean, we're basically every year it's decided after the Talladega race. So this is it. Once we figure out who picks who and where it all shakes out after this week, we'll have a pretty good idea. If you're within 50 points after next week, that's the cutoff. At this point, you're 200 because you can make up 100 points easy at Talladega if you hit it right.
Listen to this guy. That's why he has the job of doing the fantasy analysis. He's right, man.
That's why his name will be on there four
times. Four times. What do you think of the trophy, Rich?
I think it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Pretty
it's out of control,
although,
isn't it?
I'm pretty concerned about lifting it over my head.
Well, it's not that high a lift, so don't worry about it.
It looks pretty heavy.
That was actually good. It is 60 pounds, Rich. 60 pounds.
We ought to see if
better
we can
go
get
do some
sounds
dump.
Like a lot of work.
Get some pistons or something for the individual winners. You can't ship the trophy around, but for each individual winner each year, go ahead and ship them a piston.
There you go. Okay. Money Man coming up with ideas here, unapproved ideas on the air. That's fine.
You can put all four of mine in one of those one-weight chip boxes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Flat rate box. The trophy weighs 60 pounds. I like your idea, Money Man. That is a good idea. And we can definitely proceed with trying to figure that out. Because previously they were just going to get a photograph of the trophy, a digital photograph, that they would be enticed to print out on their own.
I'm all for the photograph. Money Man's coming over here with these great ideas that involve all
but
kinds
it's
of
cool
work.
But it's a cool idea, though. It is a very cool idea. One a year is basically what he's saying. The first, we would have to not go back in history. But in the future, maybe someone, we could maybe work on that. That's a good idea, Money Man. Good idea.
One of the valve stems out of your Pontiac.
There you go. Just something. Like a valve spring. Like one valve spring. You get that. I'll sign it. Steve the Trucker is 13th. Going Chad is 14th. Let's see. Up in Smoke is 20th. Tennessee Money Man points out an interesting stat. He is currently 24th in the point standings, has zero wins, top fives, and zero top tens. He's got goose eggs across the whole board, has not had a single top ten all year, and yet is 24th.
That is strong.
He's one of two people in the entire league to have zeros across the board. The other is like Craig Schenkel, and he's 63rd.
And hockey kid.
Mrs. Dirty Hippies is 27th. Clearside is 29th. South Dakota Alicia is 31st. Kramer Power is 36th, 567 points back. The Man in Brown, 583 back in 40th. Geo Racing's 42nd, 610 back. The Car Acrobatic Team is 673 back in 48th. Los Chingones is 49th. We just spoke with Lowe moments ago. There's NAR is 52nd. Little Lowe is 54th. And Hockey Dad is 58th. And woo! WFO Joe cracks the top 59. All right. Man, I had 360 points. I only gave
I share with you the enthusiasm.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm going to get into the... Can I get Geo? Can I pass Geo? Oh, yeah. 180 points, baby. I'm going to have to pick my team opposite of what Geo does. Super Trucker and Craig Schenkel and Spark It Up and Light It Up and all of those things. Team English, all failing. Restrictor Plate dropping like just a lead balloon. And then there's Big Bad Don, and that's it, the fantasy tippy. Well, Rich, what is your fantasy tippy of the week?
David Reagan, Eric Almirola.
Really? No Danica?
No.
Why not?
She crashes too much, man. And everybody's going to pick her. If you want to do something that's out of whack,
So who's the...
Really, this is the week you pick Larson or Dillon, because no one else is going to pick them. No one's going to pick Reagan. No one's going to pick Almirola.
Well, those guys are B drivers, though.
You can pick, and then you got Kurt Busch. Pick him for your A. So you got your A, your two Bs, and your C.
There you go.
There it is.
The hippie just gave you a tip. Kurt Busch, Reagan, Almirola, and take your pick if you've got any left on Kyle Larson. Do it. If not, Austin Dillon.
The Dirty Hippie Fantasy Tippy. All right, Formula One in Russia. I told you last week I felt very annoyed even talking about the whole Russian thing. Vladimir Putin's there. They're talking about him like he's this great guy.
Oh, and they were like hanging out with him and high-fiving and rubbing elbows. I saw Vladdy all over the place.
I don't want to get – I'm not – this is not political.
Vladdy Painter.
But so what is the deal now that just anybody of any – anything.
Dude, anybody that can afford to put on a race and build a really nice track can have
treated,
one. That's it. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do.
Yes.
Just look at the schedule.
That's what it is.
I'm not even going to go over it, but just look at the schedule. Look where they run. Look at all the places in the world they go to.
Yeah.
I know. That's all I got to say.
Kind of goes against my normal nationalistic feelings of, this guy has been kind of a problem to the world. And got into power through the...
Bernie says his money is just as good as anybody else's.
Ill-gotten gains? The money gotten from ill-gotten gains?
Yeah.
No, it,
I'm
not
going to get into this.
You don't want to judge?
No, you know.
Enemy of the United States
I'm
of America?
Out of here.
Enemy? I mean, right?
Dior couldn't finance the race. What do you want to do? They got a race somewhere.
I'm not angry about that. I'm just angry about they felt like they're lionizing this guy on the broadcast.
Well, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, what do you expect?
Well, that's the reason he's paying the money for the races
on mute.
For that.
Yeah, man. That's it. It is what it is.
I don't know, man.
I'm shocked that it took them going to Russia for you to figure out that this is just a money grab for Bernie.
No, it's not. I know it's a money grab for Bernie. I just think that, you know, it's a little aggravating that...
They're going to India next year.
What has India done?
No, nothing like that.
But India is just...
But they go to all these places where... I'm not going to get into it.
The Royals have advanced. 2-1 win over the Orioles. The thing, you don't have to worry about getting into it, but the problem is that, you know, Russia is a bad actor right now. And when you watch a race, and it's like when the Nazis had the Olympics. But then again,
we
the Nazis
went.
Had the Olympics.
And
so
we still went. Jesse
about?
Owens went over there and kicked some butt.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people weren't happy about that, even in this country. But anyway, so I kind of watched it. I thought it was a pretty boring race, and I thought the track was beautiful around the Olympic Park in Sochi, and it just didn't feel like there was very much action. Except for Nico kind of going off in the first lap.
The track kind of reminded me of a go-kart track.
It was just a lot of straights. And it's the third longest track on the tour.
Nah, there was no longs. Everything was big, long corners where you couldn't do anything. You were just hanging on for dear life.
They were turning the whole race, turning left, turning right is what it seemed like to me. I agree.
I got through 20 minutes of it, and, you know, I knew what the result was. So the bottom line, though, Lewis Hamilton wins the race. Nico was second. And it's just going to be these two going battle, you know, mano a mano all the way down to the wire. The next race right here in the United States of America at the Circuit of the Americas. So
Austin, Texas, baby.
From the great mother Russia to the United States of America.
That's it. There you go. They're traveling the world. It is really a world championship.
Will you be broadcasting live?
Absolutely not.
Yes, we will be
with
broadcasting.
With your wide array of budget?
Yes, we'll be broadcasting. Not live and not from Circuit of the Americas, but we'll definitely be broadcasting.
Well, we could broadcast live.
One out of three.
Just won't be over there.
We can't even broadcast live. We do the show.
Can we fly a WFO drone over it or something?
We're going to fly we probably could, and it would have some sort of negative repercussion.
Or get a dollar store kite from somewhere and just throw that over there with a camera?
We always have a WFO radio listener that goes out there. I think what we're doing is hoping that the new WFO radio t-shirt is worn by one member of the crowd at the Circuit of the Americas. I think we'll then be satisfied.
Send the money man. It'll be his 17th vacation. It'll be like the drive for 20.
Money man, do you want to go to the Circuit of the Americas in Austin? Is that your kind of thing?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I've never been to an F1 race. I'd like to check it out. I love Austin.
There it is.
Austin's great.
Austin, Texas, baby.
I go there a lot.
Somebody who's at the Austin race will have to be rocking their WFO t-shirt. All right, Rich. I guess that is all, my man. That is all we got, I think.
Well, we can't let Rich just go there. You do know that Rich is involved in our fantasy football league. Also, because
yes,
you let him in.
Gio had the game of his life, and I brought a little happiness to him.
What is
and
this? Wait a
while
second.
While I dropped to 5-1, he is still, I believe, two games under 500.
I think I'm 2-4
already.
A second. What happened here, Rich? You were perfect. Explain.
Yeah, and then Hilton
decided
to go crazy.
Brought in a ringer into our league, brings in Rich to take over our football league, and he's dominating.
To be fair, I brought in two people that counterbalance one another.
Yeah, it would definitely counterbalance for sure.
Rich is the only undefeated team in the league. He's coming in here, running buckshot wild on our league, like Sherman through Georgia, and then I had to put him in his place. One of the worst teams in the league just went over there, and every single one of my players had the best week of his life. I scored like 190 points. I haven't scored that many points in the last 2 weeks combined, and I just had to stand our ground. Somebody had to stand up and defend our league and not let this guy just come in here and do what he wanted. So, not in my block. That's it.
Wow.
Gio was on the watch.
We're all very proud of you.
Wow, Rich. How do you feel about that? Gio has...
And I started taunting him on Sunday morning, so this wasn't just afterwards. I was texting him Sunday morning.
After T.Y. Hilton went off for 86 points on Thursday? Wow, that was a big jump. No, I feel very proud about it, giving the little man a little joy through the weekend. So we'll see. We'll see coming down at the end of the playoffs, and you know, we'll see when he's paying up the money and sending it on over to Charlotte.
I'm not in charge of that. I already paid my fee. So we'll see how.
No fees have been paid.
We'll see
yet
if the commissioner is able to mail it to you. But
listen, everybody knows Super PAC's going to win. The WFO audience
just send
care about
it.
That.
Send the check and the trophy. Send them both.
The trophy has nothing to do with the fantasy football league that we participate in. That is strictly WFO. Your name will be on there four times, but I need you and the Money Man and any other WFO radio audience members who have any idea of the last 5-6 years of championships to please let me know the chronology of how that worked, because those are the names that will go on there, starting off with the year I was champion. And there you have it.
The only other guy you're missing is Rich and Saugus.
Rich and Saugus never won the championship, did he?
No, not Rich and Saugus.
Not Rich and Saugus. See, that's it. We're missing somebody. There's one by Money Man and one by me and four by Rich. And who?
Rich and Saugus.
I don't think Rich and Saugus won a championship, did he?
Rich, if you did, you better
come out
and defend yourself.
Oh, man, he's
out
there crawling out of his skin right now, freaking out.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Rich York is usually right about
this. No, Rich York is usually right about all things fantasy. That is a fact. All right, Rich, thank you very much for weighing in.
All right. See you later, Money Man.
Later, man.
Later, hippie.
There he goes. Rich York,
you're beating like a man.
Hippies. Wow. You know, you let him off light. I thought you were going to go a little harder on the guy. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
You said to keep it clean and family style, and now you're going to say I didn't go far enough.
No, I'm just saying that I think you did the right thing. You took the classy way out. You made it about something bigger than yourself, but defending the league.
That's right.
I thought that was good. I thought that was very, very well done. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Any other Formula One stuff you think we need to get in on?
No,
other than the geopolitical?
I saw somewhere that Jules Bianchi had some kind of instrumentation that registered 92 Gs as a hit in the back of that thing. I mean, I don't know how correct that is, but anything near that, it's just an absolute miracle that he's alive. The fact that he ran into an 8-ton crane,
yeah,
and lifted it about 3 or 4 feet in the air, and it shifted, and it shifted
it, no.
About 3 feet over.
I've read about it, but I never did
go find
the video.
Unbelievable! It's just a miracle that this kid is alive. I wish him nothing but the best. I hope that
they did
a lot of
nice tributes to him. They were first class in the way they did it. There were some immediate rules changes: caution speed, pit road speed, all the things. They're talking about skirts on the tractors so that you can't go under them anymore. But to me, I think that hitting a brick steel wall that isn't going to move, that weighs 8 tons, is going to be just as bad. There were a lot of photographs out there of closed cockpit Formula One concepts that could have maybe done something, maybe, but I don't really know. Just the physics of the deal is what's most shocking. Yes, obviously, Jules Bianchi, if he is able to survive and lead any kind of positive existence, it will be whatever you believe, miracle or random luck or whatever. It will be shocking, because the fact that this car, Formula One car that doesn't weigh very much at all, moved, lifted it up, this 8-ton tractor, which you know what that thing is. It's just counterbalance. It's counterweight for what it's lifting. So the area that he hit was just solid steel weight. The fact that he was moving it, just, it's stunning. It's stunning and shocking, wrapped in amazement. So we shall see. But yeah, just a terrible thing. And they're going to make some rules changes. Next race, 17 days, 20 hours, 48 minutes, and 1 second from this moment right now. The United States of America. Hopefully we'll have some WFO radio listeners out there in WFO radio t-shirts. All right, we're going to come back. We'll make our picks for this weekend's Sprint Cup Series action, the Geico 500 at Talladega, baby. FFRR. Fans for restrictor plate racing. It's going to be wild. It's going to be different. A new style of racing, like you're back against the wall. You win or you're done. Pretty exciting stuff. We'll be back after this right here on WFO Radio. But first, I want to tell you about the WFO Radio store. That's right, we have a store. It's on WFOradio.com. And currently in the WFO Radio store, there are two items for sale. The very cool WFO Radio bottle opener Christmas ornament / keychain. $8. It's made out of billet aluminum. It will open a bottle. It will be a great Christmas ornament. And there is a limited supply. We're trying to just blow these things out.
We have some of the die-cut stickers, too, I believe.
We have the WFO Radio sticker kits. Just sent one of those up. You know where we are always selling a lot of our stuff? Like, this one was, like, in Manitoba, Canada or something.
Oh,
it was
Canada.
Like the people outside of the States, man, they love rocking the WFO gear. One of the shirts is going to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Down under.
Down under. We shall see what happens down there.
You know they were a penal code, right?
Yes.
Colony.
I know you just like saying the word penal. The WFO t-shirts are really the hot item right now, though. Check it out. It's in the WFO Radio store. Small, medium, large, extra large, and very limited amount of 2X. And we're working on some other things to stock the store. But get your WFO gear in the WFO store. Do it now.
This is WFO Radio.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey, everybody. The summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone. Dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party if they're threatening in the back. I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want to ease
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Ease the money.
It's that time of week once again. The WFO Radio Handicapper is going to pick you winners for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action out there at Talladega Super Speedway, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Dega, baby, Dega. A little FFRR. And myself, Bob Smith from William Hill, the home of betting, Tommy Noodles, and Giovanni in Miami will make picks. And since Money Man Mark Ford is here, we will have Money Man jump in. And you planning on picking Denny Hamlin out of nowhere again this time?
Hey, he was winning.
He was.
I gave you that pick. He was winning.
He was.
Harvick
he...
didn't want him to win, though.
No. That was a...
I was at that race, too. I was so mad. I was like, that's cool. I got to make a pick for this race, and now I'm going to be at the race. And
my guy's going to win.
Then I watched that.
And then it was chaos. Well, here are the odds from William Hill, the home of betting, for the Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Odds seen by the folks, Bob Smith included, at William Hill. The favorite is 9-1, Dale Earnhardt Jr. That is kind of interesting. That
is, what is it, 2004?
If it was 2004, it would have been 4-1. It was practically
automatic back then. It might have been 3-1.
Kevin Harvick is 10-1. Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Jeff Gordon are all 12-1, and those are the drivers available for your favorite pick. Now the dark horses. At 15-1, you've got Jimmy Johnson, Joy, Casey Kane, Carl Edwards, Clint Bowyer, all 15-1. At 18-1, you've got Kyle Larson. At 20-1, you got Jamie McMurray and Kurt Busch. At 25-1, you've got Craig. See, I'm reading this. I'll let you have this paper here, Money Man. Money Man is over here, smoke coming out of his ears, trying to remember all the odds. And we all have a sheet of paper with our odds on it. 25-1, you've got, where'd you go?
Close the door.
Oh, Hawking stuff left?
Out.
Wow. Hawking stuff left. And, you know, I did open the phones.
Yeah, and?
We've got a caller on the line. You're on WFO. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Smothered and Covered. I was told I needed to call in.
Wow, Smothered and Covered. You are only 1 point out of the Fantasy League Championship, and you're risking it all by calling.
I know. It's just a horrible decision on my part, probably. But I felt like, you know, I can't get any closer than I possibly can, that I am now anyway. And
so,
going into Talladega, that's a wild card race. You might as well just throw four drivers out there and see what happens.
You know, you're not in the lead, so maybe it's a good decision to not call when you're in the lead. So this might be a good move. Now, what about Pink Powder Puff? 1 point ahead of you. I don't know what your allocation is. I don't know what his allocation is. Have you seen the photograph of the WFO trophy, and what would it mean to you to get on that trophy?
Oh, that thing is sweet. I would love to be on that trophy. Like, when I heard about it, Miller Man told me about it, and then I seen the picture on the Facebook page the other day. I was just like, I was impressed. I think it's amazing.
We're all impressed as well. Can't wait to see it. It arrives tomorrow. And then, of course, we have to get the big placard made that goes on it. So what do you think about Dega? Obviously, we don't want you to reveal what you're going to do, but obviously this race is critical for Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson and Brad Keselowski, but I think it's probably more critical for you.
Yeah, I mean, the guys you mentioned there, it's tough to say, I mean, because those guys have got to give it all, you know, because that's their only way in is to win. So that may be a good pick. It may be a bad pick because if they try too hard, mistakes happen and then, you know, half the field's gone. So it's hard telling. I've got some plans and some ideas. I've been looking at my roster today, looking at different times and things like that from the last race and last practices, and we'll see how it goes. But like I said, I mean, Talladega is kind of like a crapshoot. You can just throw four drivers out there and see what happens.
So it sounds like you have now switched gears into, oh my goodness, I could actually win this. I'm really going to put effort in and bring this thing home, is what it sounds like you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that moment. I remember that. I remember going through that exact same thing. Like, when you're getting in the last few weeks in that last Talladega race, you actually start studying more. When you know you've got a shot, you study more for sure.
You have to.
I know what you're going through.
Well, you've spent a whole year getting to this point, and everybody is trying. Like, I can tell you that I have tried. I haven't been like this the whole year, like breaking out like Rich with the Dirty Hippies. He's got the war room and everything set up from the first race. He knows who's going to start at Homestead. But I can't imagine being in this position. Like the pressure just building up on top of Pink Powder Puff, yourself. And Rich York says everyone within 200 points has got a shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's hanging in there because, I mean, I've been closing in for 5-6 weeks now when I really noticed Miller Man pointed it out to me. How close it was getting. And it's just 1 point. I seen that because I was like, wow, 1 point. It's just 1 point.
1 point. I know. That's like a C driver qualifying fourth or something.
Right.
1 point. Well, it's definitely adding an element. Thank you very much for coming in. Good luck. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's going to be there will be someone will be heartbroken and someone will be elated. We do not know who that person will be.
Who are you using this week, by the way?
Oh, that's classified.
There you go. All right, Smothered and Covered. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
There he is. Smothered and Covered.
All right.
And the pick segment, man. You never know exactly what's going to happen. Very, very cool. I was giving the dark horse odds. Kyle Larson, 18-1. Jamie McMurray and Kurt Busch are 20-1. Greg Biffle, Ryan Newman are 25-1. Tony Stewart and Brian Vickers are 30-1. At 40-1, you've got Ricky Stenhouse Jr. At 50-1, you've got Paul Menard, Martin Truex Jr., Austin Dillon, AJ Allmendinger, and Eric Almirola. At 60-1, you've got Danica. Wow, Danica's 60-1, guys. Now's the time. Jump on. Marcus Ambrose and Michael Waltrip, 60-1. And David Reagan, 75-1. And my sheet is cut off. Am I missing somebody?
Of course you're missing somebody.
David Reagan is my last guy that I got.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
I didn't have it open.
He's working on it. He doesn't have it open. Here, I can bring it up here. David Reagan, 75-1, along with Trevor Bayne, Ryan Blaney, and Casey Mears. Lil Gator, Just Now Guy, is 100-1. And the field is 40-1 for the Geico 400 in Talladega Super Speedway in Lincoln, Alabama. Interesting. Yeah. Lincoln, Alabama. Money Man was showing us a great video of his little daughter beating on the glass as the cars went by at the first Talladega race. Looked pretty cool. That was very...
She loved it. It was her first race, and she had a blast.
There you go. Well, Giovanni goes first. Giovanni, you won last week. You picked a winner.
That's right.
You start us off.
Picking winners, 3 in the chase alone. You can claim all these victories throughout the regular season all you want, but I am the champion of the chase for now.
Yeah, you're not 3 victories. Of anything.
3 victories.
And how many victories in the chase do I have?
1.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, man. There's been 4 races. Well, 5 races.
I thought I won at least 2 of them.
You picked Joey Logano at Loudon.
Yes.
That's it.
All right.
I picked Brad Kay at Chicago, Jeff Gordon at Dover, and now Kevin Harvick at Charlotte.
Wow, you certainly...
Woo! I am clairvoyant.
This has got to be the best week of your life, beating the Dirty Hippies and now this.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I've had a couple good weeks in my life, but this has got to be right up there.
Make your picks, man. We're going
to Talladega. Restrictor plate racing. Who are we kidding? It's a crapshoot. I go over here. I look at the odds. I see a cluster of drivers all as the favorite. Too difficult. I go, who needs a win? Oh, right up top, Dale Jr. Give me Dale Jr. as a favorite. Needs to win. If he doesn't win, he's out. So he's going to win. And I go, oh my goodness, how can Jimmy Johnson be at 15-1? This has got to be a big mistake. Those guys out there, they're making a mistake. So give me Jimmy Johnson as the long shot. There you have it. Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson. Guys that need to win. Bam.
Giovanni makes his picks. Another phone call coming in on the WFO radio hotline since the phones were open. WFO, you're on the air.
Well, I figured you guys were waiting on a token Brad Keselowski fan to call in tonight.
We are just making our picks right now. Brad is 12-1. I like the idea of hearing from a Brad Keselowski fan about his high crimes and misdemeanors against the world of NASCAR. Probation, $50,000. Did you care, really? Were you happy with your boy? What did you think?
Well, the thing, I'm fine with Kennedy because anybody using your car as a weapon, you know, in the garage or anything, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I am a little surprised by Denny Hamlin, who's also chasing him through the garage in the video, so his car going through the garage area after Brad, you know, why Denny didn't get anything on this also.
I think that could be even worse, because it could be dark in those areas.
Yeah, you know, it's dark in the garage.
The main problem I have with the whole thing immediately after all this happened that no one's bringing up, and I ain't told no one bring up yet, is when Matt Kenseth got so mad about all this, is if you're still on a chase lap pulling down, you're still doing 50, 60 miles an hour, why are you taking your horns and your seatbelt off? And I think that's a big safety aspect that needs to be looked at also.
Totally agree, and you'll be very happy to know that WFO Radio covered that in segment 1 of our program. Why on earth were you taking your belts off when you were still on a racetrack? Tire could blow out. You could turn sideways. Someone could hit you in the door. There's no point in it. Why are you doing that? You're not out of danger just because the checkered flag has fallen.
You know, that's something, you know, a driver should not touch anything on himself till he's off. Crew members are turning up to your window, and, you know, nothing can happen.
Miller Man.
You know, there's been plenty of times in history we've seen drivers get spun out on pit road and everything like that. Why now is Danny, I'm not Danny, but Matt taking his stuff off turn 3 and 4, and they're still doing 40, 50 miles an hour. That's what we do on the highways out here. And, you know, that could have been prevented if Matt ain't doing that. And I'm hoping it's something NASCAR will address. And, you know.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous, I thought.
So Smothered and Covered just called in 1 minute before you. And now we have got you. Let me ask you a question, because I'm doing some work. I want to ask you just, you know, off the record, but on the record. On a 1 to 100 scale, 100 being crazed super fan maniac and 1 being, you know, not really at all, how big of a Brad Keselowski fan would you consider yourself?
Major.
Well, I gave you a number scale. You give me a word. What number?
Oh. 99? From 1 to 100?
Yeah, and 100 is all the way, like as much as...
98.
Okay. That's big. That's big. Like, you're leaving the last two for, like, real hot chicks that want to do stuff. That's fine.
I leave the last two for the people who chase him down to get autographs.
Yes.
And go nuts after him.
Pass out.
I don't do
like the
that
Beatles.
To drivers, because I leave them their space.
Okay. Just wondering.
You know, I'm not that freak. You know, I cheer for him. You know, I'm in his fan club. I'm a big fan, but, you know, I ain't going to chase him down the highway to try to get an autograph.
Perfect. Now, that's exactly what I wanted to know.
Super, super, super mega fans out there. But, you know, I could not stand them why they do what they do for their driver. I leave them last two for them.
Well, I appreciate the answer. That was great. All right, we're going to run.
Send me your paper plate is for Danica Patrick.
Of course.
You know, he's 100 for her.
Well, I'm 100 for her, too. I'm 105.
Well, he's 100 for her in another different way.
All right, Miller Man.
What does Smother and Covered have to say?
He was very measured.
Wow, he's 1 point behind, man. He's gaining.
He's very measured.
He's
I thought he
it.
Was very political in his answers, but I thought it was good. I thought
no,
he did
he
very well.
He was restrained.
Yes.
He didn't.
He's going to smoke him. He's going to smoke him.
Well, we're glad that you're doing the trash talking because he didn't want to try the, he didn't want to test the NASCAR fantasy gods. He was just really cool. He was very diplomatic about everything.
Yeah.
And wished everyone well.
Pink Powder Puff is out there somewhere. Got to be, I don't know, pulling his hair out. Hopefully he's putting the time
in. While he's focused on Pinky, he ain't going to notice Middleman flying right by him, taking a
big-ass. All right, Miller Man, we're out.
All righty. Have a good one, guys.
Later. There he goes. Miller Man to Brian.
That was
weighing
funny.
In. I think that's pretty good. This is, you know, hearing Money Man, and I remember how it was winning the title. Like, those last couple races are really nerve-wracking. I can only imagine what is going through the mind of Pink Powder Puff Racing.
Yeah, because I was coming down to the wire with Dirty Hippies, man.
Yeah.
We were right there, and I remember well, it came down to Homestead. He ended up using Juan Montoya. Juan had been running good that year.
Caught fire?
No, in the Daytona 500?
Homestead.
Yeah, and crashed and finished, like, terrible.
That happened right in front of us.
Yeah,
We were right there.
Champions Club.
The Dirty Hippies crashed and burned miserably in the last race, and so, I went on to win, and it was a glorious day for me.
See, think about that.
I smiled ear to ear the rest of that day.
The rest of your life. Right now, you're still smiling.
Yeah.
All right. Giovanni has picked Dale Jr. at 9-1 and Jimmy Johnson at 15-1. I am next. And I obviously love Gio's logic. His logic is fantastic. And so I would go with that, except he already went with it. I'm going to go in a different direction because it is Dega and things are crazy and chaotic. I thought about going with Brad K because of all all those reasons. But I don't know. I kind of thought that a different strategy is required. Someone who knows how to get it done in great equipment and the opposite of desperation. Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon, 12-1, punches his ticket into the next round, and all three of our guys are going to go down. Brad Kay and Jimmy and Dale are all going to be out. Jeff Gordon's going to win the race. And Jeff Gordon doesn't care about any of that stuff. He's on a mission. And I think he can do it. So give me Jeff Gordon at 12-1. Dark horse, Jamie McMurray, 20-1. Always runs great at the plate tracks. The guy has got what it takes to survive out there and then make a move at the end.
Right, can't go wrong with McMurray. He's got two wins, not just at the plate tracks, in the fall race here.
Yes, so there you have it. Next up, Vegas handicapper Bob Smith is next, right?
Yes.
Not Tommy Noodles.
No,
he doesn't go
Bob.
Third. Bob Smith, you want the odds. There you go. Here's Bob Smith.
WFO, guys.
WFO.
Wow, the chase. Look at the pressure that it's doing to these guys.
I'm feeling it.
My goodness, it's getting a little expensive for some of these guys. Anyway, we move on to a Saturday race, Talladega. It's going to be fast. The last 10 laps are going to be outrageous. You know NASCAR is going to be pulling for Junior. And here you've got the umpteenth billionth time most popular driver, and he's in danger of being eliminated. Here you've got sixth time, danger of being eliminated. So here you got Brad Keselowski, the guy that's dominated the whole season, in danger of being eliminated. So I'm thinking that probably after this season, you're going to see some changes to the chase. But who knows? We'll see what happens. All right, for my favorite, I'm going to go with a guy, Matt Kenseth. Okay? He can win here. The pressure is on. He's got to do well. And I'm getting 12-1. I think he can get it done. Now, for my dark horse, I'm getting Joey Logano at 15-1. Here you got a guy that's hot, hot, hot. Even last week, with everything that's going on, I think he still finished in the top five. He didn't have to. He could have just cruised around, no pressure. But no, he's going for it. And I think he's going to do it again this week. You know, we're going to see some really exciting. I thought about going down with a Ricky Stenhouse Jr. or a Brian Vickers. They always do well here. But I think in the end, I think Joey Logano can get it done for me. All right, guys, enjoy the race. It's going to be exciting. And like I said, no matter who gets eliminated this race, you're going to hear lots of whining from everybody. So it's going to be real interesting. Enjoy the races, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Bob Smith from William Hill, the home of betting, professional Vegas handicapper. I like his analysis. What he's saying about the chase, I feel like it is true. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is clearly better. It just needs a couple of tunes and tweaks. The problem is probably the 1 point per position deal. Maybe that can be tuned up and tweaked up, and let's not complain when it happens. Next up, Bob takes Joey Logano and Matt Kenseth. Next up is Tommy Noodles, who is elected to participate again this week. Tommy Noodles, the comedian.
Hey, it's that time of week again, where actually it's one of the best, because I'm a Talladega prick. And, you know, this is going to be it. This is what we're all waiting for. We're waiting for the big one that takes everyone out and throws the points upside down. And we'll see who's left standing. But none of that really matters, because as long as we could take Jimmy Johnson out and finally have an enjoyable end of the season with Jimmy Johnson gone, imagine that. Who knows? He's probably going to pull off the win and get back into the chase again. But we're so close to him being out. But now I just use the Tommy Noodles curse to put him back in, because it's going to reverse the curse and put Jimmy Johnson back on top. Who knows? But doesn't matter, because that's not even my picks. You know what, Talladega? I love to go Michael Waltrip, but I don't know. I don't know. I think this whole Dancing with the Stars thing is just, I don't even want to touch it. Let's make it easy for you. Let's do a long shot and a favorite at the same time, and I'm just going to say Bush. It's that simple. It's crazy to think any other way. So that's my pick. I'm just going to one word it like Cher or Madonna and just say Bush for both of my picks this week. That's it. Can't wait to watch the excitement. I'm a Talladega freak. I will talk to you next week.
Tommy Noodles picking the Bush brothers. I think that's a great pick, Tommy. I like his style. I like what he has to say. I also tend to agree with his comments on Michael Waltrip and Dancing with the Stars. I don't want to touch it.
Remember when
Remember when Elio was on Dancing with the Stars? It was like a big, big thing, and everyone all the rave, Elio, and now Michael Waltrip is on it. Everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah, he looks a little funny up there, huh?
I think he's. I saw him once. I saw his first one.
I've never watched it.
Well, I don't watch the show, but I've seen like...
I saw his first dance. He put a lot of effort in.
The next day they have...
Putting a lot of effort. The
on
recap,
the online. Yeah,
I don't
recap.
Even go look at that.
Oh, boy.
I think shows should only have a limited shelf life, unless they're online radio shows, and then they should go on forever. Forever. So Tommy Noodles takes the Bush Brothers, and he is a guest in the studio here, and he is sipping Rodax coffee and eating barbecue spice rub out of his hand right now. The Money Man will make picks, a favorite and a dark horse.
Favorite and a dark horse, since I've had the picks all of 2 minutes to study here.
Excuses will not be tolerated.
I was confident in my Denny pick last time. I'm going to stick with Denny. He can win at this track.
Yeah,
that's a very
100%.
Good pick.
And, you know, it's one of those that he's going to be motivated to go get that win and just take it all and move on to the next round. For a long shot, I don't – none of them really jump out at me that are just going to run up there and win it. I'm going to go with Kyle Larson because he's got the horsepower to do it for sure. I don't think he's going to be driving over his head like some of these guys probably will that are, you know – it's a make-or-break thing for him to go up there and win. He's not in that situation. I think he can probably relax a little more than the other guys. And kind of like I think Jeff Gordon's the same way. He has nothing to lose, but he can just be relaxed and go out there and do his thing. And somebody like that, I think, is going to win this race, somebody that's not really under pressure. And I don't think Larson's under any pressure right now. And I'm just going to be shocked if he don't win before the end of the season.
Well, that is the thing. He's had so many second places. So Money Man takes Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin. I want to say, hey, guys, the mystery guest is back. Tony Stewart, guys. Tony Stewart. On the Dega, just keeping the foot to the floor.
Yeah, nah.
If I didn't go with Larson, Tony was my pick at first. He was, but just Larson's been so good. He's
I got to say,
Tony's
I did
just washed
he,
up. That's
is he 30 or 40 to 1? What
he's
is
he's 30.
Yeah, 30 to 1.
Come on, man. You don't think TS can go out there and figure out how to draft at the Dega? It's not Daytona. It's not the Daytona 500. This guy is great here. The car does like
he's always been very
90%
good at
of the work. He's great at this style of racing. If there's one thing, his bad leg is not a factor in this deal. Yeah. I don't know. I think TS. I'm not picking TS. I just want to mention TS because we have, what, five dudes pick and no one picked Tony Stewart. If that's the deal, if Tony is in that great a decline just in terms of rep and reputation.
No, but it's these things.
It's his head. No, I know
if
what you're saying.
Right. It's just not
it's
it.
Just
yeah.
not his season. It's not his season.
No, he got brutally injured last year.
Yeah.
The idea that he's even back this year and then all this extra stuff. But I really think Talladega could be good medicine for a guy like TS. I really do. So if it happens and he wins, I will not be surprised. All right, and those are the picks for the Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. We all made a bunch of picks. Money Man took Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson, and Tommy took the Bush Brothers, and Bob Smith took...
Logano
and Kenseth, and I took Gordon and McMurray, and Gio took the chalk. Favorites chalk all the way. Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johns. And there you have it, the Geico 500. Well, that was just great, guys. Got a couple of calls in there, so it took a little bit longer. But all in all, I thought that was an excellent pick segment. The poker guys are like beating at the door. They are ready to come in. They're excited about doing Poker Action Line because they know there's a lot of WFO radio listeners. Any final thoughts, Money Man, you want to throw out on the table?
Back to my vacation.
Back to the vacation. Thank you for joining
my
us.
Liver.
He took out time from being on the beach with girls in bikinis to come out here to the WFO radio studios and do this show.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. Your priorities are not correct. But we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And great endorsement of our sponsor, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Thank you for that. Giovanni, any final thoughts?
I am victorious.
He is victorious.
Take that, hippie. Yeah. Take that, dirty hippie. You can't come in here and ruin our muck on our fantasy league. Take that, hippie.
And what I would say is, everyone, we're going to cut this rapidly short because the poker guys are here, but we'll say, buy a WFO t-shirt. That's all I got. Buy a WFO t-shirt, and I know that there's some loose ends that we will tie up next week. And we'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.